From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Drinking to excess has a long tradition on college campuses. Illegal or not, students imbibe, and often far too much. In Colorado, two students in the last month have died at fraternity houses after excessive drinking. At Colorado State University, where one of those students died, fraternity houses have instituted a ban on all alcohol. School officials also decided to stop selling beer at football games. Nancy Greenlease of member station KUNC attended this past weekend's game in Fort Collins and found the student body rebelling against the new beer ban.
Outside Colorado State's Hughes Stadium, everybody seems to be wearing a cowboy hat and devouring steak sandwiches made from grilled Colorado cows. It's the Ag Day tailgate party, an annual pregame ritual that celebrates the school's agricultural history. Kids are learning to lasso and placing bets on cockroach races.
Let's go! Okay, on your marks! Get set! Go!
Go, 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 you go! Go!
Who's our winner?
But in the student section, another race is underway, to drink as much as possible before the game starts. 21-year-old David Naniga is bare-chested and wearing a lime green Afro wig.
We're all just out here right now getting hammered, and we're just making up for what we're going to lose inside the stadium.
That's 3 hours of drinking. Standing near a pile of crushed beer cans, Naniga says the university is losing lots of beer money just to save face.
I think they did it because the university wants to be like politically correct. They felt like they needed to take action after we've had a couple of incidents.
Those incidents include two nights of alcohol-fueled riots and the death of sophomore Samantha Spady. The former homecoming queen drank the equivalent of 30 beers or shots. She was only 19 years old, not legally allowed to drink. But that didn't stop her from getting a hold of vanilla vodka. Police on horseback clomp past students in the parking lot, many clearly underage, who are downing beers and potent malt liquor. No IDs are checked. College officials acknowledge that kids drink to excess. In fact, a few years ago, CSU created the country's first campus drug court for students with substance abuse problems and even sent out 21st birthday cards that warn about binge drinking. But in her campus office, University Administrator Ann Hudgens says what's changed in recent years is the increase in students who arrive on campus with alcohol problems.
So when I was in college, most of us went to college without a prior drinking history. That kind of experimentation is more frequently happening in junior high and high school. So we have students coming to us with significant drinking histories.
Back at the stadium, CSU is cruising to a 39-14 victory over Montana State. Flasks are whipped out from pockets and bras to fill plastic cups. A drunk student is guided from the stadium by friends. The drinking ban doesn't seem to impress students here, but at least to senior Kathy Swoboda, Samantha's death was an eye-opener.
I mean, she died just because of alcohol, just because of drinking too much, and she passed out, and that was, you know, but at the same time, like, I don't think doing things like, you know, not serving alcohol is going to help that. You have to learn on your own.
And that's what's creating the throbbing hangover at universities like CSU. Booze is readily available and widely associated with a college good life. College administrators say they can't push for responsible drinking habits when the law says most students aren't old enough to drink. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Greenlace.